SpaceX's 4,400 new millionaires, a $305 million bond loss, and the Broadcom squeeze. The SpaceX IPO story has three distinct threads that together paint a complicated picture of what may be history's largest IPO by market capitalization. More than 4,400 SpaceX employees became millionaires, a genuine wealth creation event for engineers and operators who spent over two decades building the company. The contrast with Blue Origin is stark. Former Blue Origin employees have publicly described equity options that expired without paying out, despite billions in Jeff Bezos' personal investment. The bond market thread is more sobering. SpaceX's $25 billion bond sale, one of the largest corporate bond issuances in recent memory, is already sitting on roughly $305 million in paper losses, with Allianz's chief investment officer using the phrase bubble territory. Losses of that scale, that quickly, suggest initial pricing was too aggressive relative to what the secondary market would support, meaning bondholders received less protection than they paid for. The IPO's halo effect on the broader space sector has run in reverse for everyone else. At least four publicly traded space companies dropped more than 50% in June alone. The mechanism is straightforward. SpaceX's listing gave investors a direct, liquid stake in the premier space franchise, making speculative space ventures with uncertain revenue models considerably less attractive by comparison. Capital rotated towards SpaceX and out of the alternatives in a winner-take-most dynamic. Apple is lobbying the Trump administration for permission to purchase chips from a blacklisted Chinese firm, framing the export control as a supply chain disruption that harms American consumers and competitive positioning. The administration must weigh that against national security concerns about semiconductor technology transfer. Separately, reports that Google may shift a portion of its custom AI accelerator work, the tensor processing units central to Google's AI operations, from Broadcom to MediaTek, sent Broadcom shares sliding, illustrating how customer diversification functions as a negotiating weapon against dominant chip suppliers. The Tata Electronics data breach, originally connected to Apple assembly operations, has reportedly expanded to include TSMC chip specifications and Qualcomm design documents. TSMC's manufacturing process nodes represent some of the most closely guarded industrial secrets in the world. Even partial leaked process documentation would be precisely what China's domestic chip industry would find most strategically valuable, extending the breach's implications well beyond any single company's product roadmaps.